This is CliffCentral.com. Are you collecting dust? Are you battling to meet people in today's day and age? We hear a lot about millennial dating and how things are changing for the younger generation. But what about if you're over 40 or 50 or even 60 or even more? Perhaps you lost your partner through an untimely death or an unfortunate or fortunate divorce. Or maybe you never married and you're still looking for that life partner. Is it easier to date because we've now had some experience? Or harder because we've forgotten the basic do's and don'ts? Welcome to the lighter side of mature dating. So we're going to talk to you, and it's going to be seen through the eyes of two quite experienced in time, that is, mature daters. So my name is Gary. So I am 50 plus, and I have been in the dating scene now for 7 years. So I have 7 years worth of experience, and I'm going to introduce you now to a good friend of mine, a lady called Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Gary.
So Mandy. Mandy has 10 years experience, yes, in the dating pool.
So between us, we are real veterans.
So I think you and I have a very good idea of what it's like to be dating. And I think the fact that there is no idiot's guide to dating, there's no book that one can go and buy to understand what it's like to be dating and what the rules and guidelines are. It's all due to or down to experiences. So we're going to take you through some of the experiences that we've
had—horrendous ones,
and the war stories—and Mandy is well versed in the different types of dating and understands some of the nuances and difficulties, and and the ups and downs of it, and we're going to talk about everything that happens from how you define mature dating.
Yes, not senior dating, because we aren't.
No, we're not senior daters yet.
Mature.
I think senior daters would have a different set of rules, because senior daters could be, I think the interests and wants could be like sharing food, picking up food, sharing glasses, whatever.
False teeth,
whatever. Yeah. But anyway, today we're talking about the lighter. So Mandy, firstly, I think we want to define what is mature dating, and how does one find themselves in it? How do you suddenly say, I am a mature dater?
Yeah, and so I think, I think if you're divorced, if you have never been married and you're 40 plus, if you're out of a long-term relationship, I think anything from 40 plus to me is mature dating. What do you think?
So a 25-year-old dating a 60-year-old woman? Would that be mature?
No. Well, from her point of view.
Don't forget, mature could be a play on words too. So, Okay, so we're going to talk around what we would define loosely as 40 plus, okay,
yes,
age group.
Or 38 upwards.
38 upwards, yeah. Okay. How does one accept that you are now an adult dater? How does one suddenly find yourself overnight in the adult dating pool?
Oh, and it is a scary, scary, scary thing. I think you just.
But you just wake up one morning and say, "I'm old. I'm a mature dater."
No, I think it comes on gradually. I think it comes on gradually, I think it's at that stage where you don't really want to be sitting in pubs and clubs anymore with the teenagers. That's when you kind of realize that you've, passed your prime and you now need to find different venues.
Different venues, yeah. And you find also the market is becoming smaller.
Oh, very small. The dating pool is very small. You keep coming across the same people. For instance, I've run into people that I dated 20 years ago who I've bumped into again at various of these dating forums 20, 25 years down the line again. They tend to come around again like a bad penny, some of them.
And have they improved?
I'll pass on that one.
Okay, we're going to get to the types of where you can meet and whatever. And then obviously, the difference to younger dating. I think this is the big challenge I think that we find ourselves in, because I know when I was younger, one used to meet first.
Yes, and you'd put on all your makeup.
Put up your
look really good, and then
you meet the person. Yeah, you go to the club or whatever, and you meet the person. Only later do you try and get the information. And nowadays, it's the reverse.
The other way around. Yeah. Yeah. So we sit in front of our computers with no makeup, in our slippers and pajamas, and we do the online thing
with some alluring picture. We're saying that. I mean, Mandy. So the options available to us nowadays. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think this is the big thing, is the challenge of where does one meet and how does one go about it, okay?
Yeah.
And, I mean, from referrals, could be friends, could be business acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
Someone saying, oh, I've got the perfect person for you. I've learned you
no,
run.
No,
you
no,
just
you
keep
run,
running,
run.
Keep running. To online.
I think, is the biggest thing these days, because there's a lot of online sites, and I think that's just way with technology, and that's the
way. Well, I think we're going to, each one of these, I think we're going to look at, and that's going to be interesting. And then what I refer to as chance dating. So chance dating is
seeing someone in the traffic.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
How do I get a girl's number, a woman's number, when I've got 20 seconds to get a number before the light changes?
Well, yeah, you've got to sort of – well, if you're stuck in traffic like I am every day, it's quite easy because the traffic doesn't move. So it's quite easy. You can use your fingers to
– But you're not going to look at me.
No, if I do look at you, get my attention, you smile.
How do I get your attention?
Smile.
If I hoot at you, then they try and come and sell me a blind person.
No, you just got to like make eye contact. You can't really plan those things. They just
happen.
And then you can give your numbers with your fingers, you know, while he puts it in his phone. 0, 8.
And then you pull off before he's got the last one. And the guy spends the rest of his life.
Well, then he can try. Well, it's only 9 digits. You can try. Well, you're the chick in the traffic.
We'll get him to write the number on the, with what lipstick or something on the window. And then obviously the setups, as you mentioned, while driving.
Yeah.
And then there's another forum called Dinner Clubs where you and I actually met years ago.
And that's it's actually a really good concept.
And we can talk. Yeah, the concept is good and it's very easy. But before we get into it, I want to just talk about dating and the ethos of it. And the thing is, Mandy, before we sort of look at it a bit loosely, I mean, the thing is, can you love again? Do you believe that one can actually love again?
Yes, definitely. I think if the right person comes along, the problem is finding the right person. That's the problem. There's so many other,
I can share a word that I picked up from you.
creatures.
So we are now deemed as creatures.
No, there are a lot of very
strange you're really
creatures
bad,
out there.
What are you when you're a dragon? What?
No, then you're a monster.
Monster. We're a monster.
No, we're creatures.
So you reckon what we can love again? Huh?
Yes, we can.
So this whole idea of finding a soulmate, you reckon one can do it again?
Yes, definitely. I think
I disagree with all of that.
Some people seem to find many soulmates in their lives. I have a friend who has a different one every month.
Yeah, no. But you can have a soulmate for an evening.
Oh, okay. Gary.
I mean, you can. You can have a soulmate you can love again tonight, tomorrow. I mean, you can love different things.
That's not love.
What is that?
That's, I don't know, moment, person of the moment.
That's love. Yeah. You see, guys, we're very different. So obviously, and then different emotions come into play.
Oh, it's like a roller coaster. It's like a roller coaster.
I think when you understand and you... Yeah, you start experiencing the different emotions that you're going to go through. It is so hectic.
Let's go through some of those.
Some of the emotions. Yes. So from my side, I mean, so fear.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Absolute fear. Yeah. I never thought I could be so scared.
Yeah, no, that is the worst.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Just like that
terror.
Feeling.
Terror. Pure terror.
Horror. Shock and horror.
Shock and horror. When you're sitting waiting in a coffee shop for the woman to pitch and a gorgeous woman walks in and walks towards and you're going, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
And she walks right past you. And then you start that again. Another woman walks in and she's, she's 9 or 10. Oh, yes, she's, she's brunette too. She walks past you.
Right past.
And then she walks in. And the light disappears behind her, and she bubbles towards you.
Oh.
And you look at her, and that's her, plus 20 years in the picture. And you go,
plus 20 kilos.
Oh, my God. And she says, no, you can leave if you want. And has that happened to you?
I've had a couple of really strange ones where I've sat at the table, and I've scanned the room and there's no one who looks even vaguely like the person I was supposed to be meeting. And then this guy will get up and come towards me and I really have not recognized him at all. It's like him minus 4 million hair follicles or, you know, totally, totally, totally different to the picture. People should really use updated photos.
I know.
Very misleading. Very so, misleading.
And some of the other emotions, I mean, obviously, so terror, dismay.
Oh, dismay, horror.
Oh, dismay, horror. Yeah, and horror, horror.
Yeah.
I've looked and thought, should you be allowed in a public center? I mean, pure shock. I have sat there with like a mouthful of teeth when I've been in shock.
And speechless.
Yeah. Speechless. No, and then she thinks she's hot. Because you're like looking at her and staring at her and you just don't know what to do. You don't know if you, I'm 6'5", so I can't like just disappear under the table and
no,
crawl
you
away.
Can't, no.
And like disbelief. You look and you go, how did this happen to me? How did I fall into this trap?
Yeah, it's scary. Scary.
Your term of creatures, and I mean, we can use the term Tinder, which is probably the most popular platform online.
Word. There are some strange people there.
It's just, yeah, I'm sure you could apply the term to creatures to women. Hope. There's a good one. We have hope where we anticipate good things, where we just think, oh, we're going to be in love again.
And that hope is
very
quickly shut down.
And it's just before even anything happens. Anxiety.
Yeah.
When you stand there and you are so scared and you just think, run, don't run, freeze, whatever. But the anxiety of it all. And I thought going into stressful meetings in my life was stressful. It's nothing compared to this.
No, dating is not for the faint-hearted.
I've had pending heart attacks where my heart is jumping up and down, up and down, up and down. I've had the sweating, palpitations. I've had all those emotions.
No, we have it all as well, Gary. We have the same. It's just as hard for us. Is he going to like me? Isn't he going to like me? Do I look okay? Does this dress make me look fat?
But you would never ask him that.
No. You've got to come across with confidence.
One of my worst
You've got to pretend you're confident.
Does this dress make me look fat? It's like, or rather just shoot me between the eyes. I mean, how does a guy answer that one?
No.
And then obviously, so from some of the emotions, and we can talk about some of the adjectives, but I think one of the things is experiences. And I think you and I have lots of war stories. I love to term them war stories.
Oh, yeah.
And the different experiences one has when one starts this. So from players.
Oh, there's so many. The serial daters, the serial liars.
What is a player?
The players, maybe? The ones who keep you on a string and just want to date 20 women at once and they think we don't know.
So
we are not stupid.
They want to date 20 women at once.
No, they do.
What do you mean at once?
You're like, you're the Monday girl or, you know, you're the Monday afternoon.
But when they're with you, they're only with you.
Yes, but in half an hour they'll be with someone else.
No. But
that's a
but
player.
When he's with you, he's only with you.
But after that, he's off to meet someone
no,
else.
No. But
that's a
but
player.
That's not your time. That's
oh,
not your
Gary.
Slot.
No, but that's a player.
So if I'm on a date with you, and we go out for dinner for 2-3 hours,
yes.
And you would, women love the term committed relationships, whatever. So. Am I not committed to you during that time?
For that 2-hour period.
Yes, so I'm not playing with anyone else.
No, that's there are players, lots of players. Serial players, serial daters.
And are women serial daters too?
Not as many as guys. No, I don't think
totally
as many
disagree.
As guys.
Totally. Guys, we just be simple, we common. Guys, we know what we want and what we don't want.
We also know what we want and what we don't want. We don't
but
want
how
players.
Do you know the guy's a player?
You just know, you know. Well, he's either always online, but he's not talking to you. So, but every time you go on, you see he's online.
But he has to be. A guy communicates. A guy, that's what guys do. Guys communicate well. Guys find that they like to lead conversations.
Oh, is that what it is?
Guys are really simple. Guys don't look into it and check online, offline, whatever. Guys don't even notice those things.
Oh, okay. And the next thing is like when you're having your coffee date or your date and he doesn't keep eye contact. He's like his eyes are scanning the room, you know, all the time.
Oh my God, Mandy, you are so out of it, and you are just so wrong. So you are so wrong.
So you need eye contact. He needs to look at me. He needs to show attention that he's interested in me, you know.
Okay, so let me explain the basics to you.
Okay.
How men and women have this all wrong. Okay. So you think that he needs to, firstly, where must he look when he's staring at you?
At my eyes, please.
At your eyes?
Not at my cleavage, which
so
I don't have.
He must look at your eyes.
Eye contact, yes, please.
Okay, so, and you think that guys don't do that, they look around?
Some of them do, some of them. You know he's not really interested when he's scanning the room, you know, looking at every other girl that as she walks past,
no,
his
okay.
eyes like
let,
follow.
Let me explain it to okay. how it works. Okay, so you're reading it totally wrong. So the guy that's interested into you, yes. interested in you,
yes.
is the one that's scanning the room.
Oh, how so?
Because a man is very protective. You know, in Defending the Caveman, the man is the hunter and the woman is the gatherer.
Yes.
And it's the same scenario today. When one goes out, especially in South Africa, and it's quite dangerous, and you've got handbags across the on the back of the chair and whatever, a man that is scanning the room is scanning for potential danger.
Oh, he's not scanning all the pretty girls.
No. He focuses on the pretty girls because they are going to draw attention to guys. And those guys could harm you.
So they'll be surrounded by the dangerous
Correct.
Guys.
So a man, as soon as a pretty woman or a sexy woman walks into his space or whatever, he looks at that person and he stares at that person because he's watching for any sudden movements. And it's got nothing to do.
It's a protection.
It's a protection. Now, if he's just looking at your eyes, the guy is not interested at all. Okay, he's not interested at all.
So the one who's interested is the one who's scanning.
The one who's scanning. The one that every now and then just glances at you. He's already seen what you look like. He's looked at your cleavage. He's scanned you when you walk towards him from up and down. He's already mentally given tick boxes, checks.
He's gone. And now he wants to protect me because he likes me so much.
That's exactly.
Ah, that's why he's looking at me. Okay. Okay.
So
I've had it wrong all these years.
Okay, so you've had it.
So the ones who are looking at me and making, oh, the ones who aren't, who don't care. They don't care.
Just move on. They really don't care. But the ones that look around. Okay, so now you know how just the basics are wrong.
Yes.
Okay, so some of the other experiences, obviously, so rejection, the fear of rejection.
Oh, that's
I think
the word.
That is, that
no,
is
rejection.
Huge.
Women don't do rejection. We don't. You guys are used to putting yourselves on the line, you know, getting rejected. You know, in the olden days, asking us
no,
to
you
dance,
are so
and
wrong.
She says no.
No. You once no, again, you are so wrong.
To. No, we're not.
We to we love to cuddle and talk about things, and women like sex. No, I mean that is a known
and then
fact.
We roll over and go to sleep and snore.
we are just simple beings. Rejection. We would never reject anyone.
No, because men. Don't know how to say no.
They don't know. No. We're very selective, and if you find yourself fortunate enough to be in a man's space, just take it as fortunate.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, we're so fortunate.
And commitment. Why is this? What is this crap with commitment?
Yeah, now men sometimes have a problem with commitment.
But why do you have to be committed? If I'm with you, we're eating, we're sharing
You're
a moment.
You're committed for that period.
Yes.
Yeah, totally committed. Scanning the room.
Scanning the room.
Scanning the room.
I'm protecting you,
protecting
and I'm committed
me.
To it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
See, once again, you're totally, totally wrong. And, okay, this first move strategy. Who sends a message first? Who
no,
doesn't
the guy.
Send?
The guy has to send
the
first message. Because I'm old-fashioned, and I think the guy should always make the first
I have a generic message that I send out.
Copy-paste. Like those ones on Tinder, where you get those, hey, beautiful.
Oh, you haven't put a picture up yet.
Or
hello, dear.
Hello, dear. Please may I have your email address so we can communicate further. Those are the scamsters. And the copy-paste messages.
Oh, my God, the scams.
You know, it's just a copy-paste. He sent the same message to everybody.
So I find women as gatekeepers control yes or no.
Yes.
Because a woman has the power at any stage to say yes or no. Okay.
That's right.
And as you just mentioned now, you wouldn't proactively engage with someone. So guys all the time have to come up to you, pluck up enough courage, come up to you and say, hello, my name's Fred. And I was just wondering if you are single and you'd like
to come here often.
Do you come here often? And then you turn around. It's happened to me that, Mandy. I once went on a date, long time ago, as a mature dater. And it was maybe the third date with this woman. We went to a movie. And to a guy, that's an easy place to make a move. You know, because guys are shy. In the dark. And you just go, and your hand accidentally purposely slips. So I thought with this woman I'd be polite, and I asked her if I could put my hand on her leg.
Are you not supposed to ask?
No,
ask.
I discovered that because she said to me no. and I just stood there or sat there, and I couldn't disappear into the popcorn. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I thought, what if I had put my hand on her leg, she could have
slapped it away
or whatever. and then 5 minutes later she started laughing, and she said, I'm just joking.
And what about the time you held the wrong hand? Oh, this is a classic story.
So the most difficult story Well, the most difficult action for any man
is that first move.
Is the first bit of contact, the first physical contact.
Yeah.
When does one make that first move? When does one initiate that first touch? So, yeah, an embarrassing moment. It all goes hand in hand. What a good play on words.
Yes.
I went to a movie. I met a woman many, many years ago, and it was one of through a setup, and the woman was quite touchy, touch, and I was naive. I was just starting this mature dating, so I didn't know what to do. I just went through that freezing moment. And anyway, my friend's wife who set it up the next day said, so whatever the woman's name was, she really liked you, but she thinks you don't like her. I said, why? She said, no, she was touching you, and you just didn't do anything. So, what do I do? Anyway, the advice was take her to a movie. You've got to love seats in a movie.
Yeah.
And just put your hand somewhere. And it's easy. You can't go wrong. Anyway, we did all this, and I arranged the love seats. In other words, there's no armrest between us.
Yeah.
And we went and sat on this love seat. And the lights went out, and I put my hand across, and I held her hand, and it was the most amazing experience because she was tickling and holding and squeezing and running her fingers along my arm or my hand, and it was just so incredible. And I thought, what an idiot, and I was just then in my mind thinking, okay, is the house tidy? Have you made the bed? Have you hidden any evidence? Have you, does it look like you live alone? Are the remotes scattered? Remotes is another story. And anyway, and I was so happy, eh? I thought, this is it. Why was I so scared to touch a woman? It's the easiest thing in the world. And then, you're laughing. And then about three quarters of the way through the movie, I realized, with shock and horror, that I wasn't holding my date's hand. I was holding the woman next to her's hand. And I just froze, and I went into shock. And how it happened, how I realized it, is that my date, I think, got frustrated because my arm went shot across her lap. And I was holding the woman's hand, who was sitting next to me. She had her arm on the armrest, but she didn't pull away when I grabbed her hand. She was tickling.
But did you get her number?
And she was better. She was actually much nicer. But when the movie finished, the other one, that one, squeezed my bum as she walked past and winked at me. I didn't even get to get her number. And I never actually found out if my date realized what I did.
That you were holding someone
else. No, I was holding somebody else.
Oh,
so you see how hard it is.
That doesn't happen to me.
Guys don't know. Because we don't know when's the right time, when's the wrong time. So I think now we need to talk about the different types of options available, because I think that's going to be the interesting thing.
Yes.
And let's see if I agree with your take on this.
Okay,
so the first one is obviously very topical, is online, where and how one meets at Tinder and all these other sites.
This is scary. This is scary stuff, because I found that most of these people, or a lot of them, the guys, are scams. They're scams. They don't even have their own photo. They've got that photo. You know when you buy a photo frame and it's got that model in there? I think some of them just use that photo. And then you'll find the same photo with 10 different names, Charles, John, Peter, but the same photo. So these are clearly scams. Terrible. In my naive days, I actually started chatting to someone. I was stupid enough to give my number, started WhatsApping, and the guy actually asked me for money. He told me some story about his truck had broken down with his driver in it, and he was out the country, and would I please just forward some money so the guy could book in somewhere because it was dangerous for him to sleep in the truck. Seriously, he asked me for money. Well, since
then...
Did
you give him money?
No, I deleted him straight away. So since then, I've realized that you'd be very wary. Do not give your number to anyone. The picture is probably not the guy. It's probably just a generic picture. It's not him. A lot of fake profiles out there. You've got to be careful. Scary,
and if a guy
scary
puts
stuff.
A picture up of a penis?
No, they'd know. No, scary stuff.
Hey, I've always thought, what happens if you just put a picture up of a penis?
No, I think they would. You can report them to. Yeah, you can report any dodgy pictures.
So
Or his plane. Or his car.
I get a picture of three women, and
then you don't know which one it is.
And she says the younger one, and I just have a heart attack.
Horrendous.
So the photo, generic models where it's like standard stuff.
It's not them. It's just a picture, and then they have 10 different profiles with different names with the same picture. So
what are you looking for online, Mandy? Why do you go online?
It's very scary. So I actually don't take any of it seriously because.
But you pay for it.
No. I only do the free ones.
Only do. So what does that mean? Free.
No, there is one. There is one that you can put a profile on, but you need to subscribe. You can't communicate.
So profile, in other words, information.
Yes. So you put your profile on.
What do you say?
And then if someone interesting does send you a message, yeah, then you can subscribe and take it further. But so far, I don't want to waste my money. So far, I just haven't done any of those. There's been no one that's really worthwhile. So, yeah, horrendous. Then you start chatting and, yeah, you take it from there.
You've touched on something which I think I've also found. And some of the terms used, the adjectives used to describe oneself online.
Oh, yes. Because you have to fill out that profile.
So I did some research into this and I found the top five results for adjectives for online dating, right? So, shared between men and women. So, honesty, intelligence, confidence. It must be funny and must be romantic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And for a woman, the worst way to describe yourself, the man, is to say that you are happy, which is so weird. So, no, I'm going to be miserable and I'm sad. But I thought you don't want to meet people in trailer parks and no money.
No, we don't want to meet people. No, we don't want to meet people.
So, we must be wealthy, independent, and unhappy.
No, I don't have a problem with happy. I must be honest. But everyone uses the term fun loving. Without fail, I see the glass as half full. I'm a positive person. I'm fun loving. What does fun loving even mean? What does fun loving mean? We're all fun loving. Everyone, without fail.
Looking for sex.
Probably.
And then for men, to describe themselves, what is it, the word that they don't like, you know, they don't use? It's curvy. No man is curvy. I've never met a man.
No, I don't want to meet a curvy man because that just means he's morbidly obese. So, no, we don't want curvy. We want athletic or slim
or
average. Average. What is average? That's another word. Average.
What screams undateable on an online site when you look at it? What sort of hits you in the face? And I think this is so shy. Oh, you don't want to meet someone that's shy.
No, we don't want shy. But we don't want overconfident either. We don't want arrogant.
You don't want arrogant.
Someone who thinks he's God's gift. We have a lot of those men. They think they're God's gift. No. Yeah,
okay,
we
but
want.
You're reading this all wrong. You know, I'll explain to you now. And then if you look at, I did some research on this. So surveys online, okay?
Yes.
4% of men online, okay,
yes,
like curvy women. They actually like curvaceous, voluptuous, big, few extra pounds.
Pounds. Now, that's a euphemism. A few extra pounds means you are really overweight.
It means you're going to eat for some.
Few extra pounds.
And 0.6% of women describe themselves, right, as curvy. Only 0.6%.
We lie.
You lie. So I don't want to meet a woman who's curvy. I want to meet a woman who's just sexy.
Sexy and slim.
Slim.
And sexy. Okay.
And if I say that, sexy, slim.
Yes.
And not easy, but easier.
Sexy is in the eye of the beholder. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What one person might find sexy might not be what someone else finds sexy. What do you think?
You think so?
Definitely. I think that beauty is definitely in the eye of the beholder. But
are you talking from experience?
Yeah.
So
I just want him to look like his picture. Mislead me. That's false advertising.
These sites say they can do Facebook verifications and this verification.
I haven't heard that. I must ask my daughter how to do that. I'm not too sure. I'm not so clued up.
So the best to worst adjectives for women. So in other words, men looking at women. Okay, so the first one, right?
Yes.
That's important now. So men who are looking at women's profiles now, hey? What's important?
Yes.
Not my view. This is online. One can check it yourself. So sexy is important to men. Sexy. Must be honest.
Yes.
They must be confident. They want confident women.
Yes, we want confident men.
You want
men.
Confident. You want to know. This is the remote for the DSTV, love. Here you go. You mustn't give you the wrong remote. Mustn't get the wrong beer and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, get the right beer.
Get the right beer. Okay. And also know when he wants the beer. Don't have to bug him and ask him if he wants a beer. Okay. Fourth, affectionate, but not overly affectionate.
Don't clingy.
If I tell you once that I love you, I don't need to tell you again. No, I don't need to tell you again. If anything changes, I'll tell you.
We like to hear that.
And then humorous. Women like to laugh.
We love to laugh.
Okay. And then
you got to have a sense
this
of humor.
This one I do question. The seventh one, romance.
Men don't make an effort anymore these days. They don't make an effort. I don't know, when they get to our age, they seem to think that they just don't need to make an effort. We want to be wined and dined. We want candles. We want roses. We want romance. We want champagne. Like, make an effort.
So we want a Ford Mustang.
That too.
But we don't get it.
And
how often does one have to give you flowers? And what do you do with the flowers? They die anyway.
No, we want flowers. Send us flowers. Bring us flowers. We want flowers. We want chocolates. You know? We want these things. We want champagne.
Valentine's Day. Yes or no?
Yes, definitely. We want a Valentine's
Day. I think you break up with a woman on the 13th and meet somebody on the 15th. And then, obviously, and then the eighth one is curvy.
Yes.
Okay. Men don't want curvy women, excepting for the 4% that do.
Yes. The 0.6%.
I think it's nice to have a good-looking woman on the arm.
Yes.
And a slim look. Also, it costs you less. She eats less. Needs slimmer clothes or smaller clothes.
Yes. Cost-wise,
it's a good
cost-saver,
idea.
Yeah.
And and typically, you'll find that a woman like that is calmer. Because she's not worrying about the next meal and worrying about stuff that curvier women worry about. Okay? And
but a curvier woman can keep you warmer. She's got padding. There's like warmth, you know.
That's why you have
comfort.
No. And then they're spontaneous. So spontaneous as in what? Saying, let's go away for the weekend.
Yes. Yes, spontaneous. Okay. Spontaneous is good.
Okay, no, but to you, spontaneous could be changing the brand of beer. Could be, oh, there's no food in the freezer. We'll have to go out for dinner.
Yeah, that's spontaneous too.
No, but men don't do that kind of, that's shocking, aren't it? So, and then the 10th one is shy. Men don't like shy women.
Yeah, don't they?
No, because shy.
So they want forward women who?
No, not too forward, but you don't want one that's going to take endless hours of spade work.
Yeah, that's true. But having said that, though, Gary, you are so damn slow.
Really?
Yes. You are so slow.
In what
We had like 7 dates before you even held my hand. I hope you've progressed since then. No, I didn't notice that you were scanning. So clearly you didn't care about me either. Because you didn't do any scanning. Looking out for potential threats of danger.
No,
but you were very slow. It was like the 7th date. And I actually started thinking that either he doesn't like me or he's gay. Or he's gay.
So
because
why didn't you make a move?
No, we never make the first move. Because we don't do rejection. We don't do rejection.
That is so wrong. And then the 11th one is trust. Trustworthy is 11th. And then the last one.
Send me your location. Show me where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Send me your location pin.
Don't trust you. Yeah, no. Trust
well, let's do
important.
A video chat. I'm in the toilet. Why would you
no,
want
I don't
to
do video chats because I look terrible on video. No. People bet you in the shower. Show me.
And the last one is happy. Men don't want to meet happy women.
What do you want to meet?
Sexy woman.
I've never met a sexy woman who are miserable. Okay. Women who are miserable.
All right. So now the reverse. So the best to worst adjectives for men. Okay. So in other words, woman looking at men.
Yes. Yeah?
So the first one is they must be honest.
Yes.
Seems to be a common
must honest be and honest. Trustworthy. Yeah. Transparent.
And then intelligent.
Intelligent.
Why do you want intelligence?
Intelligence is very important.
Why?
I don't do stupid. You can't do stupid. No. They need to be able to make conversation. You've got to have a brain.
I disagree.
No, stupid. We don't do stupid.
You don't do stupid.
No,
so
no,
who
no.
does stupid?
I don't know. I think maybe some men do stupid. As long as she's sexy, she can be stupid.
Confident.
Confidence important. Confident. Not arrogant.
Okay, so
confident.
So
there's a fine line.
So we on a date and I said, I'd like to sleep with you tonight.
Oh, that's confident.
Hopeful, wishing.
Is that confident. The first date, Gary?
As soon as possible. If I said to you, while I'm scanning and I zoned in quickly on you and I said, I'd like to sleep with you tonight.
No, that's too confident. No, that's too confident. That's pushing
you see,
it.
See, guys don't understand that. They're different. And then humorous.
Humorous, yeah. No, that's a good sense of humor is very important. Yeah, very, very. You need to be able to laugh. We want to laugh.
And
we want
romance.
Someone to make us laugh.
Women want romance.
We do. As I said, we want flowers. We
do
want
you eat popcorn in a movie?
Yes.
Bullshit. So how the hell are we supposed to make a move when you eat popcorn? Firstly, you're going.
Oh, that's true. And
your
it's stuck in your
occupied.
Teeth. It's all stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, and then I don't want to kiss you
with
when you've got like salty
seeds.
And kernels. Hey? No. To me,
only
woman,
one hand. We only need
popcorn.
One hand for the popcorn. You can hold the other hand.
No, but then the mouth and then the noise and. No. For a woman, eats popcorn, that's like a major turn off.
Is it a turn off? Yeah. And smoking. Is smoking a turn off?
No, I don't go near smoking.
No, I don't like smoking either. No, smoking's not good. Don't want to kiss an ashtray.
No, then affection. Good. Why is affectionate important?
Affection is important, yeah. But why? Not clingy. Don't do clingy.
So we must push you forward like if we're in a queue or what? What is affectionate mean?
Affectionate is like holding hands, hugging, you know, kissing. Because it's important. It's important, affection. Don't you think it's important? No, you don't need affection.
So when a man's holding a remote, he's quite happy.
Yes.
He does it, and the remote's not doing anything to him.
Oh, okay.
He's not threatened or challenged.
We aren't remotes.
That's another discussion.
Another
okay.
Altogether.
So, and then seventh one is sexy. So, sexy is like quite far down the list. Yes. So, is that not really important? So, as long as he looks like a male, is that what's important?
No, I think we do need sexy. We need charisma. We need, accents are very sexy for me.
Accents?
Oh, yeah, foreign accents. I love foreign accents.
Afrikaans?
No, not Afrikaans. Like Latin. Latin
You're
accents.
You're
going to
find Latin. You're going to find Latin
like
on a
French
local.
French or Italian or
Spanish
or something like that.
Oh, my God.
We like those. We like accents.
Okay, and then trust. Obviously, the ninth one is trust.
Yeah.
So you've got to have. So it's quite far down the list, trust. Huh?
The trust is important for us. We need transparency.
But it's only the ninth one. Eh? So it's quite far. Ninth,
no, I don't believe that.
And then the tenth one is shy.
Yeah, I know.
The 11th one is happy, and it's interesting and happy because people, man and woman, or men and women, don't want to meet happy people. I don't know what it is. Okay, and then curvy. You also don't want to meet curvy.
No, we don't want to meet curvy, guys. We don't like beer boops. We don't want curvy. No, he's got to be,
So it's quite interesting that we both don't want curvy. We all want these sexy, beautiful people.
Yes, we do.
Okay,
And what we get is normally creatures.
Creatures. And then you were talking online, and then Tinder. You go left or right.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, you go left, right, right, left, and then left, right, left, left, and then you say yes to no's and no's to yeses.
And you make mistakes sometimes.
And then suddenly,
the wrong way.
And then I get this beauty from wherever, liking me, and I go, oh, my God, where, what, how?
It's like real beauty.
Real beauty. No,
scary. You got to know your left from your right.
So Tinder is all based on a visual view. So yes. Is the look important to you, Mandy?
Yeah, no, the look is important, but it's got to be him. It's got to be actually a picture of him. So if he's too good to be true and he looks like a model, then you know he's not for real. He's a fake.
So but you're basing everything on a picture.
Yeah, Tinder is very superficial. That's why I don't really like it very much. I am, but I really don't.
Can you get off Tinder though?
Yeah, you can just hide your profile. Yeah, you can.
Okay, and then the other one we touched on was dinner clubs.
Yes.
So what is a dinner club?
So the dinner club is where they have the girls and the guys, and you have dinner together. So you have your starter, then you move for the guys, move for the main course, and move again for the dessert. And it's an informal. It's actually a very nice environment.
I think it's a terrible environment.
But it is when you get stuck next to the most boring man on the planet, and you think that course is never going to come to an end. So I've had that, and
but you're limited. It's like handing out your resume. My name is Gary. I have 18 children.
Yes,
and I've been divorced 14 times.
Yes,
I would rather just sit next to someone and say, "You have the most amazing boobs." Well, what is the worst? She's going to get up and move. What's going on?
You've got to go through the same thing.
How do you know each other's names? How do you remember names?
You wear a name tag.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it says, hello. And then where's the name tag? On her boobs, typically.
Yeah. It normally is.
Yeah, so then you've got to stare at her boobs and go, hello, Brenda. And then I am forgetful.
We can't stick them on our foreheads. Look. It is normally on your chest, yeah.
So the woman sits and the men move between courses.
Yes.
And then?
And then by the end of the evening you've met everyone and you can then go and
so one woman has had 30 guys hit on her and the others have had no one hit on her.
Yeah, well that's just unfortunately that's how it happens
sometimes. And then how does one get your number?
So then you may ask the lady who's hosting the dinner club, or you may ask the lady herself.
Can I have your phone number?
Yes, yeah, and then you take it from there, yeah. So it's quite a nice environment for people to meet. It's not a threatening environment. There's no pressure. But, you do have the same pool of people that if you go quite regularly, you'll see the same pool of people.
And what do you talk about?
Whatever. whatever.
No, you can't say to a guy whatever. Guys don't do whatever. Guys,
just talk about
whatever. We need information, so you must talk about this or that. Or,
yeah, no, well, we ask questions and we...
And can you talk about exes? Can you talk about children?
No,
can
please don't talk about your ex. We don't want to hear about...
Can you
about,
talk about where would you like to wake up tomorrow morning?
Yeah, we don't want to know about your ex and about how horrible she was. We do not want to know. And we do not want to have you sitting there handing you tissues when you're crying about your ex, because then you shouldn't be here. If you're not ready to move on, you shouldn't be here. Okay. A lot of them are. Oh, it's just horrendous. You've got to, like, deal with these people who are clearly not over their exes. So that's unfortunately, yeah, what happens as well sometimes. Very scary. Very sad.
And I'm sure you get people that talk about themselves nonstop.
Oh, and talk about braggers. Themselves. You don't get a word in. You don't get a word in edgewise. He has no interest in you. He's just scanning the room, just scanning the room and talking about himself.
So people are from 20 to 50 or what?
Yes, so there's all ages. I think from 20.
In one group?
No. It's age specific. So she does it.
I want to meet sexy 30-year-olds.
She'll normally put you in your age group. So you're probably not going to get a 30-year-old. You'll be probably in the 40-odd to 50-odd group.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry,
oh
Gary.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. sorry,
and then, and then chance meeting.
Yes, in the queue. In the queue at Woolworths.
So I see. Well, I have a shopping strategy.
Yes.
And I haven't perfected it, though, because the strategy ends if you manage to get the phone number, and that is stand at the entrance in Woolies where they're walking, because it's always the same stuff, the fruit and veggies.
Yes.
First thing you do is you identify prey.
Okay.
Not creatures. Prey.
Prey, yeah.
And then you look at how is she going to do her shopping. Does she grab a basket?
Does she grab a trolley? She's a trolley. She's a family.
Or correct, or she walks in with neither. Those ones you've got to be careful of, okay?
Oh.
So then you watch her. Well, if you're attracted to her as a person, okay?
Yes.
So that's the most important thing.
And then you scan the basket.
You watch how she shops in the fruit and veggies.
Yes.
Does she buy the expensive stuff? Is she buying the quality, quantity?
Yeah.
Watch how she shops and stand
how
fairly
close. How many toilet rolls?
Then when you get the toilet, takes a 48-pack of
toilet
rolls, you just keep moving. Yeah. You keep going. But if she takes just two or three or a four and she buys
she's single.
One Avo and she buys a little bit of milk.
You've identified your prey.
Then you know, okay, potential prey. Yes, and then you go on the prowl.
Yes.
Okay. Then what you do is you must go to what I call a neutral zone. Okay. Neutral zone is like tea, coffee.
Okay.
So neutral zone is somewhere where you can talk to her.
Yes.
You watch at the coffee where she's at the coffee or tea and she grabs a Jacobs.
Yes.
Because now suddenly you've got a topic of conversation.
Yes, good coffee.
So you can say to her, oh, is this good? Is this bad? It's a neutral topic. So she will talk to you.
Yes.
And you can then hear her. Get an idea if you can handle the voice.
Yes.
Handle how she looks at you. Do you like her eyes?
Yes.
You can look down. I'm tall at her cleavage. You can look at her front. You can look at her.
You'll just see the top of her head.
Well, it depends. And I can then, you can get an idea of her hands when she reaches for the coffee. You know how she looks.
Does she have a manicure? Does she take care of herself?
How does she smell? You can get quite close to her because you lean over her to grab a similar coffee.
Yes.
Anyway, you talk to her. If she passes that test, the neutral test, now you know this is definite prey. Now the thing is,
how do you get her number?
Correct. You know that she's potential. She's single or whatever. She's not in a long-term relationship because she's not stocking up with men's deodorant or buying stuff for a guy or something. And she's not buying kiddie stuff.
Yes.
Big thing. Okay?
Not
buying kiddie stuff.
Yeah.
And the other thing is also then watch where she goes from there. There's one more test, and that is, does she go to the takeaway? Not the takeaway, but the pre-cooked side.
Yeah, because then she can't cook.
100%. Yeah, so if she goes and she buys four cannellonis and three spaghetti.
Oh, no, stay away. She'll never cook your home cooked meal.
Move away. But if she doesn't and she walks past it and she buys, like, you've got to determine what are your favorite meals. If you're a pasta guy and she stops and buys spaghetti and she buys this kind of pasta or whatever, she buys three packets of it, you are in love. That is the beginning of what I call love.
Now the
quest or the trick is to get a number. What do you do?
Yeah.
So you follow her to the queue.
Yes.
And strategically, you stand behind
her. No one, just by the way, has ever asked me for my number in Woolies or in any shop, ever. But that's probably because I go out looking awful in my tracksuit with the curlers in my hair.
You're giving off the wrong message.
Don't go in your slippers.
If you're looking forward to meet people with money, go and shop in a Woolies in an upmarket area.
It's not my area, clearly.
You mustn't go to the south or to the East Rand or to Springs and expect to meet your stud there. You know what I mean? So you've got to market yourself accordingly.
Yes.
So you've got to stand in the queue.
Yes.
And I'm standing behind you. Now, in a Woolies queue, sometimes if you're lucky, the queue doesn't move very quickly.
Then you can strike up a conversation.
But now you've got to get a phone number. It's a different conversation. Mm. So you can say to her, thank you for helping me with the coffee. And I also bought some of these rusks, whatever, because I want to dip an Omar. I mean, I'd like to just dip the rusk, whatever. And I would like to, how about, you know, you just take a chance, eh? And now you're either going to, you're going to be blown out of the water now, or you're going to survive it. You say,
yeah.
Listen, thanks for helping me with the coffee. Any chance I can...
Make you a cup sometime.
Or, no, that's too forward. And you don't want her to come to your place.
Yet. No.
No, you can say, can I buy you a coffee? How about I take you for a coffee?
Okay.
Yeah, is it possible? Can I get your number?
Now, how do we do it if we want your number? How do I get your attention? If you're in the queue behind me.
But you just said to me just now, you are old-fashioned and you would never do that.
Yeah, but I don't have to ask for his number, but I can make him a subtle move, you know.
So why don't you just lean over with your lipstick and rice on his arm?
No, what about if I step back in the queue with my stiletto heel?
Nice
and then
one.
And then stand on his toe and then say, "Oh, I'm so sorry," you know. And then
you think then he's going to be interested?
I don't know.
Because
I'm generally in my tackies anyway, which won't do much damage.
So I have tried this very tactic.
Yes.
And I've only ever once had luck with it.
Yes.
And the woman wrote her number on my arm with a lipstick.
Oh, really? Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But. She turned out to be married, and that's a whole other issue.
Oh, no, that's another whole issue.
Another discussion.
Oh, no, yeah.
But the chance meeting is very, and the chance meeting is seeing someone in a center, you don't want to go into Checkers.
No.
Springs and think you're
no,
going
go
to
Woolies.
Your love.
Go to Woolies.
Woolies, you're safe generally. Okay?
Go into a Woolies.
So shop accordingly. And then the other thing I also love to do is to go and stand strategically at the lingerie section.
Oh, yes.
In Woolies or lingerie
shops. Okay, yes, yes.
Because you can be very innocent there. Oh, and you can see everything. Yeah.
And
everything
But we
important.
Just think that you guys are perverts when you're standing around at the lingerie.
Or
you're waiting for your wife. So you're either waiting for your wife.
Well,
it's a turn off. Or you're a pervert.
No, it's neither. We're just getting information. We're understanding. Because when we watch you shop for lingerie, typically it means there's a guy. There's someone in your life.
Who you're trying to impress.
Correct.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be wearing your granny panties. And
that's
yeah.
Exactly. So
that's
your hit
true.
Rate.
Your Bridget Jones
shop.
Panties.
Oh, yes. Bloomers. Oh.
Bloomers, yeah.
And what do you call those outfits that hide everything? When you
corsets.
You take them off and everything jumps
out. Oh, those corsets that strap you all in and keep everything. Yeah, total false advertising.
Oh, my God, that was the worst. Has that ever happened to you?
No, not really. Has it happened to you?
It happened to me. Mature dating. I met this woman, a very prominent businesswoman, and we used to go out. We had a couple of dates, and she was in
she looked good.
Work formal dress and tight. Oh, everything was in the right place.
Yeah.
Because guys, we notice those things. And lo and behold, after a couple of dates, we got back to my place, and she went through to the bedroom. And I had the low lights, the ambiance, I had everything set, even the curtains closed. And she took off something. And next minute, in the corner of my eye, I just saw this explosion. And everything jumped out. And everything, suddenly the puppies were like crying on the floor.
No. And
I died. So thank God I could just feign that,
I had a headache.
I just want to spend time talking to her and
just
getting
cuddling. Let's take this slowly.
No, I couldn't even kick her out because it was my place.
That doesn't happen to me.
So dinner clubs. And we've spoken about chance. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the coffee shop strategy.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I sit next to you, Mandy, in a coffee shop. And I think, this woman is sexy.
Yes, and you try to get my attention while you're scanning,
scanning
the whole place for potential threats
and
dangers.
When we're alone, we're also scanning.
Yes, I know, always scanning.
Always scanning,
yeah.
So I'm scanning in a coffee shop and I see you and I think.
And I could be a potential threat.
You could be a potential threat. And I zone in on you and I think this woman looks hot.
Okay.
What do I do?
Yeah, you got to get my number.
Yeah, what do I do?
That's also never happened to me, Gary. I'm starting to feel very inferior here.
Okay, so give me advice. What should I do?
So just send a coffee over.
A coffee.
Find out from the waiter what I'm drinking and send a coffee over and with a note.
With a note. With a note. And saying, then there's can I have your number? Comes and sits down next to you.
Yeah, no, you've got to make sure I'm single.
How
you've
do
got
I
to
know
sure.
you're single?
Check hands.
But I'm far away. My eyesight's puffed.
Now, then you've got to get up and walk past me so you
I've
can get
to,
a close
view. Circling strategy.
Yes, do the circling strategy. Okay. Like a vulture.
Like a vulture.
Like on the way to the toilet, but take a detour. Total detour. Yeah, have a look. Make sure there's no
ring.
Did
you wear a wedding ring when you married?
I did, yes.
You did? Okay.
Yes, I always did.
But a woman in a relationship doesn't?
No, unless she's engaged, she'll have an engagement ring. Yeah.
Okay.
So that. Yeah,
okay, so I don't know you're single, but I like you.
No, you don't. But you can take it. What's the harm? Well, the worst thing she can say is, no, I'm seeing someone.
I can't buy every second woman a cup of coffee. I can't, it's going to cost me too much. Okay, but I like you. Okay, so I do the circling strategy. And
make sure that I look good from all sides because you could get an unpleasant surprise. Yeah. And then, just ask for the number. I mean, you know, if you don't ask, you'll never know.
I come up and say, excuse me, are you single? I'm not cheating
on
you.
Can I join you?
I don't want to join you. I don't know what to talk to you about. Just now you're going to order lobster.
Yeah, just say.
Just say what?
Can I take you for coffee sometime?
I would love to kiss you.
Oh, no, that's a bit forward.
Is that too forward?
Yeah, that's too forward. Yeah, no. Just offer to buy me a coffee or to join me.
No, man, I don't want to join me. You know, guys got to prep. We can't just do these chance meetings and then suddenly sit down and then we don't know where to look or what to say.
You just look at cleavage like you always do and scan the room. That's what you always do.
I can't remember your name even.
Oh, that's true.
So I'd rather get your name and number and a more convenient time when I
can
prep and
chicken
plan.
Coffee shop.
So that strategy is quite difficult. I need to also watch what you've ordered.
Yes.
To see if you're high maintenance.
Yeah, no, I could be lobster and
Do that. We don't do that. And then you're going to expect me to pay for it. Why do you expect men to pay?
On dates.
Yes.
No, because that's the way it's supposed to be.
No,
we reciprocate by inviting you back for dinner, you know, eventually as well. So we will eventually cook
for you.
Or buy a Woolies home-cooked meal.
No, I think women should pay. Because the guys, we're protecting you. You need to pay for service.
No, we don't mind. We don't mind once in a while reciprocating, and we really don't mind. But like on the first couple of dates, we do expect the guy to pay. That's actually quite a touchy issue and a whole issue on its own.
The payment.
It is always an awkward one, huh? Yeah, it can be.
So, and then we need to notice also if you're nervous, if you're confident, if you what? Are you sitting in the corner shivering and shaking? Are you sitting there like watching your phone all the time? So I think we need to look for all those signs.
Yeah.
Because don't forget, guys are simple, honey. What we see is what we take out of it.
Like guys are very simple creatures.
And you know, we're not like women. Women are very clever. And women can see the future.
Oh, we can.
A woman? No.
We can read your mind.
A woman is far superior to man, and I'll tell you why.
Many ways.
Because a woman has the ability to know when a man is going to do something wrong. And a woman, she
shoots all
out
the time.
A man. In general, I've had it many times where I get shat out from hell about something I haven't done yet.
Because we know you're going to
drop that glass.
Yeah.
You are going to spill. And you get shouted at. The worst thing is, you know. We know squat. We know what. Why are you sulking? Why are you cross with me? You know. We know what.
You're supposed to know.
Tell us what we're supposed to know. Yeah, and we don't. So coffee shop strategy.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about another thing, Gary. Yes. Things that we don't like. We don't like it when guys drink too much. We don't enjoy that, really.
Okay,
Once again,
you are so wrong.
Yeah.
Once again. So you think that, on a date, a guy drinks too much?
Yeah, no, it's actually, don't drink too much. We don't like in general when you drink too much.
So it's actually in your favor the more he drinks, Mandy.
Why?
Have you ever heard of that term, he drinks you prettier?
Thank you so much. Do I need to be drank prettier? Thank you, Gary.
You're quite hot. If you remember, I used to have maybe one beer or so. But I promise you that the more more a guy drinks, the more chance you stand.
Oh, okay. So I'm seeing that the whole wrong way.
He's giving
again.
You a chance.
It's like the scanning thing. Okay?
He's giving you a chance. Now, let's say maybe once he's had his 10th beer, suddenly you become very attractive.
Yes.
It gives you a chance. But now the only thing is.
It gives him a lot of confidence.
It gives him more confidence, but it just means every time he's with you, he needs to have 10 beers.
Oh, my word. I've had a
few
of those.
But at least you stand a chance, you see. What else are your observations? What are your turn-ons and turn-offs?
Okay, so we don't like it when they drink too much.
So you don't like arrogance?
We don't want rebounds. We don't want to be. We don't do rebounds because there's those categories as well. You know, the genuine ones, the players, the serial daters, the rebounds, the desperate and dateless. Yeah, the stalkers, the psychos. Have you had any of those?
Mm.
The stalkers and the psychos. Oh, well, you need to get a restraining order.
Oh, no. I've had so many of those flipping.
I think it's more common with. Well, we get the stalkers, and I think you guys just get the psychos.
Oh,
you know, the ones who will come key your car and let your tires down and stuff like that. Have you had that?
I have. I've been accused of everything under the sun.
Innocently, of course.
Absolutely innocently, of course. And I just find that you must just accept the fact that you're not going to be able to do anything right.
Ever. So you're going any to man.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. So just accept that and decide what you can live with and what you can live without.
Yes.
So I think, Mandy, coming to the end, obviously, of this initial just chat, but I think from my side, the sort of guidelines moving forward, because we're talking about everything that can lead up to WhatsApp.
Mm.
So getting a number to WhatsApp, to a voice note.
To that first
to
date.
To that first call.
The first call.
And
the voice is quite important as
voice,
well.
Yeah.
Especially when you haven't met. If it's one of those online.
Have you ever had that, like, squeaky?
Oh, no, it's a real turn off. No, it's a real turn off. You don't even want to meet them.
The voice, voice is seriously important.
Yeah,
voice. So, but all up to that first date and then the first date and beyond, because typically what happens at the first date or the outcome of a first date. And I think that's the important thing.
Yes.
Because
so if you like each other enough to go for a second date.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you walk away and you think, well, God, which countries can I qualify for?
Yeah.
Yeah, without having to apply for a visa and get there quickly. Absolutely, you know.
Or let me remove myself immediately off this dating site.
No, that's
this
you do.
Just, yeah.
Or any presence of any social media.
Anything
do
where anyone could find
at
me.
At a monk, at being a monk.
Yeah.
What is the criteria
or
a
nun.
Being a monk? What about just permanent hiding? Going into witness protection.
Oh, no, there are some horrendous.
Sex change.
Yeah.
Sex change. I'll be safe there. You know, or it ends with a second date.
Yeah. And then there's potential.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's another whole subject on its own.
Absolutely.
This is CliffCentral.com.